Green Mountain Power has requested a nearly 5% rate increase for customers next year, but the state says the increase shouldn't be nearly as high. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, one of the issues in the case is a $73 million disagreement about paperwork.
Before Green Mountain Power spends money on a system upgrade, like a new substation or a bucket truck, the company is required by regulators to do an analysis. The company needs to show that the purchase ultimately results in benefits for customers. But the state says GMP failed to deliver those answers. With the company going through its first traditional rate-setting process in a decade, regulators are in a position to decide once and for all what paperwork the company is required to have. GMP spokeswoman Kristen Carlson says settling that issue will help customers feel confident they're paying a fair rate.
This will be aired, and I think we're going to get some conclusions around this. And moving forward, customers should realize that the outcomes have been really strong, and there is agreement among all sides on that.
The state's analyst said GMP didn't have those answers for more than half of its 234 planned purchases. The rules say GMP isn't allowed to make customers pay for projects that weren't properly documented, but enforcement of that rule has been inconsistent. Regulators will decide the new rates by January of 2018. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.